Tell me who I am. You're listening to Fallen Angels Radio here on CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca.
Toi, ton vaccin, tu l'as eu?
Non, pas encore, mais ça va pas tarder.
Et tu l'as pris pour quoi?
J'ai pris le vaccin danse.
Le vaccin danse? Trop bonne idée!
Ouais, m'entraîner avec les filles, c'est ce qui me manque le plus.
Ben moi, le mien, ça va être le vaccin soccer. Je suis vraiment impatiente de retrouver toute la gang.
La vaccination nous rapproche de tous ces moments. Suivez la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prenez rendez-vous à québec.ca/vaccin-COVID. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Le Festival international Nuit d'Afrique, présenté par la TD, vous invite cet été à sa 35e édition anniversaire. Soyez au rendez-vous du 6 au 18 juillet pour célébrer pendant 13 jours l'événement des musiques du monde. Cette édition innovante en salle, en plein air et en webdiffusion vous propose une fusion entre passé et présent, riche en histoire et découvertes musicales. Découvrez toutes les surprises, infos et billetteries sur festivalnuitdafrique.com.
The People's Sound is calling. The Swanee Prairie Popolo Music Festival is back and online with free jazz, noise, punk, new music, spoken word, electronic, avant-rock, sound art, and dance parties. Over 60 artists performing from Montreal, Chicago, Philadelphia, Sioux Lookout, Toronto, Mexico City, Brussels, Berlin, Tehran, Kampala, and Nairobi. Heed the call between June 3rd and 21st at swanneeprairiepopolo.org.
Open the door. Seek new world. In here, Security 90.3 FM from Montreal.
Free City Radio. This is the 43rd edition, and I'm your host, Stefan Christoph. Thanks for tuning in. I'm in Montreal, and today on the show, we are very lucky to speak with author and activist Harsha Walia, who recently published a book called Border and Rule, Global Migration, Capitalism, and the Rise of Racist Nationalism. This book really explores a critical take on the existence of borders and how border frameworks enforce systemic racism, nationalism, and how that plays out in many contexts around the world. In our interview, Harsha talks about the expansion of borders and borders multiplying, thinking about, you know, US or Canadian policy as creating both internal and external borders. The idea of the US enforcing limits on migration by funding military forces or police forces in Central America to stop migration, or the ways that within Canada, for example, there are systems that delineate rights based on citizenship, how those are internal borders. Harsha has been working on these issues for many years. And this is a very important book that's come out. I was really happy to speak with her today about this. I'll just go right to our conversation. Thanks to Harsha for joining Free City Radio, and we'll get right to it.
I'm joined by Harsha Walia, who has published a second book critiquing